Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, July 17th, 2017. The head of ISIS-K in Afghanistan is dead, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the nuns whose martyrdoms stopped the French Reign of Terror. President Trump says that Congress is, quote, very, very close to repealing the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, and flooding in Illinois is leaving massive destruction in its wake. The Associated Press is reporting that U.S. Army General John Nicholson confirmed the death of Afghani ISIS-K leader Abu Sayyed as a result of an airstrike in Kunar.
This is the third emir of ISIS-K that we have killed in operations with our Afghan partners in the past year. And in this time, we have seen a great reduction in their fighters. We have killed three of their emirs. We have killed dozens of their senior leaders. And we will not stop until ISIS-K is defeated inside Afghanistan. When the fourth ISIS-K emir is named, we will kill him too. And so we will keep killing the leaders of ISIS until they are gone. This is very significant.
Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor the Blessed Carmelite Nuns of Compiègne. You're listening to Crusade News.
Patrick Henry was famous for a lot more than give me liberty or give me death. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film, you may as well wait for the next Ice Age. That's why I started FoundingFatherFilms.com. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest Founding Father stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at FoundingFatherFilms.com. That's FoundingFatherFilms.com, or call 866-483-3833.
The French Revolution was a bloody affair for many in France, but especially for Catholic religious, whose convents and monasteries were closed during the Reign of Terror and who were forbidden from practicing their faith. The 16 Carmelite nuns of Compiègne were one such order, whose convent was closed in 1790, but who were arrested in 1794 on charges of continuing to live in community. Continuing their communal life even while imprisoned, they offered their lives to God for the ending of the revolution and went to the guillotine singing the Salve Regina. Each nun asked of their Mother Superior, "Permission to die, Mother?" And Mother Superior responded, "Go, my daughter." Days later, the Reign of Terror ended. Blessed Carmelites of Compiègne, pray for us. Reuters reports that in his weekly address, President Trump turned up the pressure on Republican legislators by announcing the imminency of the repeal of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
Next week, the Senate is going to vote on legislation to save Americans from the Obamacare disaster. And if we don't replace it, the calamity will only get worse, and I mean get worse by a lot. I am pleased to report that we are very, very close to ending this healthcare nightmare. We are so close. And you're going to finally have great healthcare at a lower price.
The New York Post reports that Senator Rand Paul has claimed that there is not enough support for the bill among Republicans to pass it, and the vote has been delayed until Senator John McCain returns to work following eye surgery. Reuters reports that thousands of Illinois homeowners experienced significant damage to their residences following heavy storms last Tuesday and Wednesday, which left behind 7 inches of rain, according to Patty Thompson, a spokeswoman for the Illinois Emergency Agency. Because water was continuing to pour into the state from Michigan, lake levels were expected to rise through the weekend.
We have a feeling we're going to be getting water from every angle at this point. So we've done 3 sides of the house, and we've got one more side to go since it's coming from every angle. You can't stop it from flooding. You can just do your best to divert as much as you can and then take care of the rest.
Let's remember to pray for all those affected by this natural disaster. And lastly, in Celestial Musings, ABC's so-called news is in hot water with the Alliance for Defending Freedom after they grabbed a Southern Poverty Law Center headline for their own, which labeled the ADF an anti-LGBT hate group. If the Alliance for Defending Freedom is about hate, then so is the Supreme Court, who has awarded them 7 victories in the last 7 years. And so are the 400 or so other judges who have sided with the ADF as they, in their words, fight for the ability of people to peacefully live and work according to their beliefs without fear of government punishment. The Southern Poverty Law Center and ABC, by extension, are most certainly entrenched in poverty, poverty of judgment and poverty of morals. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.